I know you're out there. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Connecting the dots of the Constitution for you like no one else can. The Chris Ann Hall Show. American woman, listen what I say. She's an attorney, a disabled U.S. Army veteran, an author, public speaker, mother, pastor's wife, and a patriot. She's Chris Ann Hall.
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here, bringing you the daily news from a constitutional perspective, bringing you fact, not fake, principle, not political party agenda. I'm with my husband and co-host, J.C. Hall. You can always find us at chrisannhall.com. That is chrisannhall.com, where we are always liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over your favorite personality. I have had a fun week this week. Yesterday, I was on the Dr. Drew show out of L.A., and we talked about Manafort and Cohen. I was on lawandcrime.com today, live streaming on YouTube about some very, very interesting criminal cases. You know, I'm really enjoying that law and crime thing.
Yeah, it's a cool site. I like the idea that people can go on there and, I mean, see trials and really get up close and personal to how this stuff works.
And I think that it's important. I think it's an important part of educating people on due process.
Yeah, it's an amazing educational tool.
We've become very detached from due process as a people in America.
No question.
Because everything is tried in the court of public opinion these days.
Right.
And to see these things happening in the courtroom, I think I might be a forever fan of Law and Crime.
That's,
you know,
pretty cool.
Whether we are invited to be a regular consultant or not, you know, I'm really enjoying that. Not only that, it's sort of, you know, it's been 8 years since I've been in the courtroom, and you know how much I loved being in the courtroom.
Yeah.
I mean, as a prosecutor, you can't be a prosecutor if you don't like being in the courtroom. It doesn't work because, you know, I in spite of the attack by the Southern Poverty Law Center and all of these trumped up law professors, you know, I actually have tried more cases in my life than most.
Probably any of them.
Well, most attorneys will in their entire career, right?
Yeah.
So in my decade as a prosecutor, I tried more crimes. I probably tried more cases before I even had a bar number than those law professors ever tried in their entire will ever try in their entire lives.
Yeah.
So, I always have that sort of longing for being back in the courtroom. But, you know, what's interesting is, knowing what I know about the Constitution now, because remember, we don't teach the Constitution in law school, so I've learned a lot. And knowing what I know about the Constitution, knowing about how the bar associations have steered the courtroom away from the Constitution, knowing how most lawyers and judges don't understand the Constitution to the way that they need to understand the Constitution, I've often wondered if I could even get back into the courtroom. Yeah, I couldn't function. I would probably be in jail,
right?
You know, seriously, because the refusal to acknowledge certain rights of the people, first and foremost, jury nullification.
Yeah.
That would be a huge deal for me. Knowing what I know in the historical perspective, the security of natural rights that exist in the long-standing practice and due process of jury nullification, and knowing how it's been all but practically outlawed in the states, in my state in particular. right? You're not going to go to jail if you're a juror and you engage in jury nullification. But in my state, you'll go to jail if you try to teach people about jury nullification.
Yeah, it might be Trump's only hope this thing keeps going.
Oh, I know, right? Seriously. So I thought maybe we would talk. We haven't spent a lot of time on Manafort and Cohen, and I thought maybe because you and I, once again, everybody, you guys listening to the show, you know we talk about this all the time. JC and I have the most amazing conversations in the car. And we had this conversation about Manafort and Cohen and Mueller and this investigation. And I thought that it was a really compelling conversation that we could try. I know it's resurrecting something that we've already discussed, but would be good for the listeners of our show to hear how that sort of played out. Now, remember, though you may not know, and I don't know, did you see the news this morning that Manafort was found guilty of 8 counts?
Right. 8 out of 18.
Eight out of 18. So he was found guilty of 8 counts, 8 counts of fraud.
Yeah.
Not Russian collusion.
Bank fraud was technically what it was. So yeah, nothing to do with the investigation of Mueller,
right,
which targeted him in the first place. Well, I want to say nothing to do, not supporting the allegations. Let's put it that way. It has everything to do with it, because the entire purpose, Mueller went on a fishing expedition so that he could find people that he could strong arm to get dirt on Trump. That's what this is about. So he's put, particularly with Cohen, so they put Cohen in the position to now, you know, cooperate, because Cohen has another case pending. So, you know,
Manafort.
Cohen. Michael Cohen.
Yeah, yeah, so right. Mueller's got the Cohen thing going.
Yeah. So
there.
Cohen, he pleaded guilty.
Yeah. Let's not jump ahead yet. We got to get.
What I'm saying is they're the same.
Yeah.
Right. There's no difference between the two.
Right.
The issue is not about what they're charged with. The issue is this is a pretense. So the whole charging of bank fraud and this sort of thing is the same for both, right? It has to do with Mueller using something against them so that they could strong arm them into cooperating. Mm-hmm. So the only question is Manafort going to help him out and give him dirt? Is Cohen going to help him out and give him dirt? Which one's more likely? You know, what are the causes? And here's the thing. All they do, they really just have to make stuff up. I mean, they could just lie. It doesn't matter. They could just say whatever, and it helps them, because that's the focus of Mueller in the first place.
Yeah, so Manafort was found guilty of filing a false tax return in each of the years from 2010 to 2014, as well as not filing a form in 2012 to report a foreign bank account as required. He was also convicted of 2 instances of bank fraud related to a $3.4 million loan from Citizens Bank and a $1 million loan from the Bank of California. Now, the jurors...
Which specifically, he basically said he earned more than he did or whatever. He says he basically fudged the numbers to get the loan.
Right. He fudged the numbers to get the loan. Right. Exactly.
And then the other stuff, he's has overseas bank accounts that he didn't pay money on.
So here's the thing. He fudged the numbers to get the loan. Did he pay the loan back?
Yeah, that I don't know.
See, but that would be relevant, wouldn't it? If he fudged the numbers or not, if the loan is paid off and paid back, what difference does it make? How is that? How sort of the no crime, no foul, no foul, no crime kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So he embellished so he could get more money, but if he paid the money back, who's frauded?
Yeah.
Who's defrauded in that case? Anyway, I guess that's all just speculation. But the jury...
Well, it would have been something... Remember, the defense didn't do anything, didn't say anything.
Right.
So that is an example of a question that a defense attorney should ask, that should pose in front of the jury.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It was rather questionable why they never actually presented a case, but
it's a huge gamble. I mean, you can speculate on their reasoning, and I think you spoke about this on the show, on the whatever the thing you were just talking about,
Law and Crime.
Law and Crime. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You know, that some teams do that.
Right.
Where they think that the state didn't prove its case, or maybe they don't have anything to rebut or whatever. So lots of reasons. But it definitely seemed like a huge gamble.
Yeah. So here now we have.
Especially, by the way, don't mean to interrupt, especially if you consider 10 of the 18 didn't go through. It's like now you look at the team and going, guys, you only had to win 8 counts.
I know.
And you did nothing.
Right. So, and that's the thing. The jury was a hung jury for those 10 counts.
Yeah.
And so what that meant was is they couldn't come to a unanimous decision
one way or the other,
which means from a technical standpoint, the prosecution did not prove their case in 10 counts.
Yeah, it was interesting that.
Considering the defense didn't defeat anything, really. They just.
Well, they didn't say anything.
Well, they engaged in cross-examination, but they didn't put on their case. Yeah.
So, which was interesting reading. I read an article on Fox News, and it said the jury agreed with a majority of the prosecution's case. Like, first off, 8 of 10 is less than 50%, so that's not a majority.
Not make a majority.
And in light of the fact that the defense didn't put on a case at all, I'm not sure how you can characterize it in that manner. I would have said, the prosecution, misses on over half of its charges, and the defense didn't even do anything, right? I mean, my perspective would have been, what could have been?
All right, so
let me mention this,
just to reiterate. Manafort was found guilty of 8 counts of fraud.
Yeah.
Bank fraud, IRS fraud, bank fraud. Cohen pled guilty in a plea deal. And his was, I forgot what the total. It just slipped my mind. So Cohen has pled guilty basically to silencing this and paying off Stormy and the $130,000.
Yeah, I think there is also some other loan thing with him as well. I don't know if that's a separate thing.
No,
or
that
what.
That's separate. So Cohen. He pled guilty to this paying this woman off to silence her 14 days before the election. And apparently, according to CNN, this plea deal implicates Trump in what they are calling this hush money scheme. So Cohen admitted that he coordinated this. And when we get back from the break, I want to draw some conclusions for people and talk about that. Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here with my husband and co-host, J.C. Hall. And we're talking about Manafort, Cohen, and the Mueller extravaganza. And I want to just point out, as we talked about before we left the break, Manafort was found guilty by a jury of 8 counts of fraud. Cohen has pled guilty to coordinating at the direction of a candidate for federal office to keep information that would have harmed Trump from becoming public during the 2016 election cycle. And
this is a violation of campaign finance laws.
That's what you're dealing with. Thank you for saying that loud. I was trying to do this. So Manafort's found guilty of bank fraud. Cohen pleads guilty to campaign financing charges. And listen to what Politico says about this. This is actually a statement from Timothy Belovets, an Eastern District of Virginia former U.S. attorney. And he says in Politico, this is unquestionably a win for the special counsel, meaning Mueller. It strengthens the special counsel's mandate by demonstrating the office is productive and is achieving results.
Yeah, that's the spin, which is completely ludicrous.
Okay, so I saw the same thing. Remind me, I don't mean to interrupt you, but remind me, what is the Mueller investigation about?
Yeah, so Russian collusion in the 2016 Trump campaign.
Okay, so what we have then is Manafort being found guilty of bank fraud cases that took place before 2016.
12 years ago.
Before 2016.
Yeah, this is 12 yeah. years ago.
Well, from 2010, which makes it...
This is a 12-year-old yeah. tax case.
Yeah, right.
That has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
Okay, so...
Zero.
Again, there's no
Nor
Russian
anything
collusion
to do with Russians,
here.
By the way. He was a consultant to Ukrainians, which are anti-Russian.
Yeah, I would
now,
imagine
I,
you
now,
call
actually,
a Ukrainian Russian, you,
yeah.
you might get
now,
slapped
admittedly,
in the face.
I think the particular Ukrainian guy was a pro-Russian
right.
guy. But this has nothing to do with Donald Trump's election.
Right.
Nothing. And by the way, let's mention this. Nothing that Paul Manafort did relative to the Ukrainians or anything of the sort was illegal. None of that
no.
was against the law.
No.
Zero.
And it was prior to Trump even announcing that he was going to
yeah.
run for election.
So there you go.
Not only that. Okay, so then you also have Cohen admitting to campaign financing charges.
Which has nothing to do with Russians. Are they alleging Cohen was Russian?
Are they alleging Stormy Daniels was Russian?
All right, one of them must be Russian.
One of them must be Russian.
We're making progress in the Mueller investigation. So here's how they define progress. It's what I already said. Progress is find someone you can strong arm that has connections to Trump to give you dirt.
Right.
That's progress. So that's the technique of this investigation.
Well, also should... illuminate the purpose of the investigation.
Correct.
The purpose
Witch
of
hunt.
The investigation is not right. The purpose is not Russian collusion.
It's get Trump.
Take him down.
Take him out. Undo his presidency. I mean, that's the
yeah.
goal.
Is it outrageous for me to just simply come out and say this is a concerted political coup?
It is a coup. There's no question. This is a coup. This is what you said. You were on the Dr. Drew show. You talked about this. This is the weaponization of the criminal justice system to take out a sitting president.
Right.
Period. Because, I mean, think about, you could probably name any president all the way back and find something
mm-hmm.
that you could do, you know, use the same technique.
So what you do is you find Cohen, right, and you charge him with something that's completely unrelated to Russian collusion.
Right.
You strong arm him into a plea deal that makes him agree that he's going to give you dirt on the investigation that you're trying, or
no,
dirt on anything.
It's not dirt on anything. They don't suspect that Manafort has any information about Russian collusion. They don't suspect that Cohen has any information about Russian collusion. Mm-hmm. They're not after that information because they know no such thing exists. They're after any other thing. In this case, the deal with Stormy Daniels.
Right. They're looking to implicate, the political coup is looking to implicate Donald Trump on anything that they can find so they can justify removing him from office. And I wouldn't doubt that it was this is an effort pushed by both Republicans and Democrats.
As there again, men tear up our Constitution, and from every direction we cry revolution, standing together and without permission, soldiers for truth in the war of attrition, the love of as our ammunition.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
I'm going to change all the things.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Now, I am Chris Ann Hall, and I'm here with my husband and co-host, J.C. Hall. I just want to be very clear about something. If Donald Trump is guilty of some crime, Donald Trump should pay or should have due process in whatever the allegations or the criminal allegations ought to be. But the problem that I have here now is the fact that we have a criminal investigation that has been sanctioned by Congress for a specific purpose.
Correct.
The specific purpose is what? Because I think it's very confusing to people right now. What is the specific purpose?
You mean to say a stated purpose.
A stated purpose.
Okay, the specific purpose is obvious.
No.
A political coup.
Yeah.
That is the specific purpose. That is undeniable.
Right.
The stated purpose is a false purpose. The stated purpose is to discover Russian collusion between the Russians and the Trump campaign to defeat Hillary Clinton in 2016. That is a complete fabrication. That is a pretense for their purpose.
Okay, but that's...
If Donald Trump is impeached, this is beyond question will have been a coup.
Okay, so, but the point I want to get at right now here is from a specific legal perspective. You have Congress who has sanctioned and created a special counsel.
Right.
For a specified purpose.
Correct.
To do Russian collusion.
That's right.
That means that every warrant that comes out of that investigation must, according to the Fourth Amendment, even for the President of the United States, must include a probable cause tie to the stated purpose of the investigation.
That's right. Because, that's why this is a coup.
Right, because without probable cause for the stated purpose of the investigation, the search and seizure and the prosecution fails to meet due process.
Right. This entire process is operating outside of the rule of law.
Right. Because now what you have, what we call this is a technical term in the legal field, a fishing expedition. So you have an investigation with a stated purpose whose warrants go outside that stated purpose. Let's remind everybody that the Fourth Amendment requires not only a warrant, but that a warrant is based upon probable cause. Not just some random probable cause, right? But the probable cause required to link it to the purpose of the investigation. It must include a sworn affidavit that the warrant is made truthfully, that it is made in conjunction with the stated purpose of the investigation, and that the probable cause is not fake, it's not manufactured. And it must specifically list the persons, the things to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. All five of those elements must be coordinated with the specific purpose. And if you go outside of that specific purpose, then it all falls apart and what you have is a fishing expedition. So it would be like you being charged with the crime of murder. And instead of going after you for a murder charge, right? So then they start investigating your next door neighbor to see if your next door neighbor has information about whether you avoided paying your taxes.
Right.
Right? Or maybe your next door neighbor avoided paying his taxes and because he lives next door to you and because you had an agreement that you would cut each other's grass every other week, you know, you have some kind of a relationship with him. Now I'm going to prosecute I'm going to investigate your neighbor's avoiding of taxation based on the fact that I'm investigating you for murder.
Well, here's the thing.
It is unfettered power.
Well, think about this. As I understand it, Michael Cohen is being prosecuted by the federal court, so the Southern District of New York, right? About this alleged federal tax law,
right.
Federal campaign finance issue, right? Mm-hmm. Stormy Daniels and the other girl.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. You see these articles talking about making deals with Mueller and Mueller's team, you know, doing this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Mueller's team, no one on Mueller's team or Mueller himself should have any contact with Michael Cohen. These are two separate things.
Right.
The idea, this guy is being prosecuted, Southern District of New York, by the federal courts about this campaign finance. This has nothing to do, like you said, mm-hmm. nothing to do with Russians. So the idea that, oh, now they can take this guy and strong-arm him, make him cooperate with Mueller over here, that should be unethical. That has nothing to do
yeah.
with this thing.
Absolutely.
Right? In other words, he has to have, like, he looks at these SDNY prosecutors and, you know, they would say, oh, we found some evidence about ties with Russians. Oh, okay. So then he'd get a warrant or whatever, and that would be probable cause. There's nothing that's come up mm-hmm. about any Russian collusion, this or that, with Michael Cohen in any way whatsoever. So how is it that they're discussing making deals with Mueller? Those things should not be able to connect.
Yeah, the unfortunate reality, like we were like I was talking on Dr. Drew, is the fact that, you know, that happens. But just because it happens doesn't mean that it's ethical and doesn't mean that it's right.
Right. And I'm not trying to defend Trump. What we're talking about is the rule of law and due process. Mm-hmm. The idea that, you know, for political purpose, for obvious political purposes, that the criminal justice system has been weaponized to take down a political opponent. I mean, this is in
void of the rules of due process.
Right. In third world countries, when we look at this on the news in third world countries, mm-hmm. we refer to this as a coup.
Right.
So in America, how is that any different?
Yeah. So like I said, this is not a defense of Donald Trump. This is a defense of due process, which ought to be important to every person who is or is not listening to this show, because what they can do to one, they can do to all.
Yeah, if the criminal justice system can be wielded like this, unfettered, unchecked, expansive power, just roaming around like a bull in a china shop, you know, rooting for whatever they can find and strong-arming this person and that person in unrelated issues in order to squeeze them. I mean, here's the hypocrisy of it, right? The left is all for this and they're cheering mm-hmm. this. The left is was in an absolute uproar about torture, right?
Right.
And lifting up the well-documented idea that when you torture somebody, you don't get reliable information. So how is this any different? You've got these guys under threat of life in prison, so give mm-hmm. us something. They could say anything. Like, people lie they make stuff up under torture just to get out of it. You don't think these guys would make stuff up just to lighten their sentence and get out of this thing?
Right.
I mean, they can say anything. And again, we've already seen it doesn't matter. They're looking for whatever grounds they can have to impeach Donald Trump. So if this guy says, he says one thing, he gives testimony, he says one thing, president says the other thing, oh, that's perjury. Impeach him.
Well, not only that, it's obviously political. Let's all remember that Al Sharpton, not too long ago in 2014, was brought before the legal system because he owed $4.5 million in state and federal taxes.
Yeah, well, that's the absurdity
Where is his bringing into this? Where was his six? You know, this is the crazy thing for me.
You could down the list of these guys.
I know, right? How is it? Here's another question that I want to ask. Cohen is charged with campaign finance violations.
Right.
How is it that the man could face 65 years in prison for campaign violations?
Insane. The same thing with Manafort. They were talking about 300 plus years in prison.
Yeah, that's more than what you get for a murder.
Yeah, it's insane. These guys didn't kill anybody.
Right.
Right. I mean, but that's an example of the extreme criminalization of otherwise civil crimes.
Right, right.
That's insanity to me.
Right.
First off, you put a guy in prison, he can't repay you a dime.
Right.
So you're obviously not concerned with the money you lost. So that to me is cruel and unusual punishment. That is over the top.
That's almost a debtor's prison at that point.
Exactly.
You know, and that is the definition of cruel and unusual, and our founders created the due process to avoid this. Now, I am guaranteeing there are some people out there who are not fans of Donald Trump who are going to be listening to this and saying, oh my goodness, yeah, Chris Ann and JC, they've become Trump sycophants.
No, it's not a defense of these people. Mm-mm. It's a defense of the principles, the rule of law, the idea that, okay, I didn't pay my taxes, whatever the amount, doesn't matter. I didn't pay my taxes. So you go to prison for the rest of your life. You didn't take anybody's life. You didn't destroy. I mean, this is just over the top, man. You freak out about guys going to prison for 20 years for a dime bag of marijuana. How is this any different?
Right. Well, not only that, you have a situation, once again, where the investigative coercive authority of the government agencies is absolutely ruled to be unfettered and unlimited. When you have a stated specific intent for investigation and you allow the investigators, for whatever reason they can concoct in their mind, to escape those parameters, and then you give them carte blanche to just simply run around and search and seize and bring people into cases in which they're not even associated. I mean, think about Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that was outrageous to me.
This is outrageous. Where are the sanctions for
right. That judge that basically revealed you had this
his
stuff
private
in
Cohen. Information.
Yeah, Cohen supposed to be connected to the Trump and Stormy Daniels. And here's this judge opening up private information about Sean Hannity's real estate holdings and companies, which had absolutely nothing.
Not he even should Russian be collusion.
He should be sanctioned.
He should be that's disbarred.
That ought to be an ethics violation.
And what we are establishing here, and this is what I really, really want us to get, we cannot allow this to go unchecked. We are establishing for future generations an unlimited authority to the government if they can simply invent a reason in their own mind to come after you. I suppose I shouldn't be too surprised by this, considering where the Patriot Act has brought the psyche of America.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal, our last segment of the show. I am Chris Ann Hall, and I am with my husband and co-host, J.C. Hall.
I wanted to say this. In my mind, I trace so much of this back to Bill Clinton, the Bill Clinton presidency. Number one, you know, you don't have respect for the office of the president, the way that you can do whatever because you hate the guy and go after him. The way he defiled the office of the president, I mean, he removed any respect for the office, number one. Mm-hmm. And then you had the Ken Starr and all of that, you know, going after Bill Clinton in that manner. And a lot of what they did was really over the top. So you had the precedent set on both sides.
Right.
And it seems like it's degraded ever since. When you look at a guy like George W. Bush, okay, aside from policies and aside from, you know, different actions like that I may disagree with, the man from a personal standpoint carried himself very respectfully, very
dignified,
dignified manner. And he was attacked with the most vicious and vile attacks. And we saw this rise, this sort of pro-Palestinian, anti-Semitic rise out there on the left, and that began to build, and it just got worse ever since. And then we saw examples on the right when Barack Obama was in office. Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff that left characterizing his actions and his policies, mm-hmm. and went to personal, really vile, over the top kind of personal assaults. And now with Donald Trump, it's just another level because he's just a next level guy, right? This is a next level presidency.
Well, can I mention to you that I don't?
I think it's out of control.
I don't think that if the office of the president had ever become defiled in the way it would, I don't think we would even have a president like Donald Trump, because I believe that that sort of dignified standard of the office of the president wouldn't allow people to elect Donald Trump, who is so, you know,
bombastic,
well, right?
I think because of, you know, like I said, what started.
And that's the relationship, right?
Because of what started with Clinton, and then how the left just got more and more rabid. And we got to a sort of down in the dirt, in the mud, flat out brawl. So
we needed an MMA fighter in the White
House. People wanted a fighter.
Yeah.
People wanted a guy that would take off the gloves and go toe to toe.
You said something.
Be no holds barred.
You said something the other day. I'll make sure we want to talk about before, because we've just a few minutes left. You said it's amazing what people will do when you give them a bad guy.
Yeah.
And that's where we are. We got the bad guy with the Twin Towers, and we got this complete destruction of the rule of law.
Because it goes both ways.
Right. You know? Now you put up Donald Trump as being the bad guy, and now once again we're authorizing this unlimited authority of government.
They go crazy. You know, you put the right bad guy. You hate a guy enough, you know, then we'll shred every semblance. That's this thing. You hate the president so much, Americans. You hate the president so much, be it Barack Obama, be it Donald Trump, that we're willing to absolutely decimate the rule of law and due process just to get that guy.
So Thomas Paine said this: an avidity to punish is always dangerous to liberty. It leads men to stretch, to misinterpret, and to misapply even the best of laws. He that would make his own liberty secure must guard even his enemy from oppression, for if he violates his duty, he establishes a precedent that will reach unto himself. And that's the plea that we have here today from the Chris Ann Hall Show.
That's what frightens me.
That's what we're talking about here. Personal feelings aside, you've got to have a standard.
Yeah.
And just because you want to get this guy, don't forget that the power you authorize the government use today, they will not voluntarily relinquish, and it will come after you.
I'm afraid that America is so short-sighted that they think this is just about Donald Trump.
Oh,
and what he's done and what he hasn't done, and they do not see how that the rule of law and due process is being absolutely ravaged.
Abdicated.
And we may feel the repercussions for generations.
So we must hold tight to the Constitution. We must defend even our enemies from oppression, because guess what? It's our future generations that will suffer. Thanks for listening again, and we will see you tomorrow.
The blessings I received. Let me know.